Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you might not want to feel what's coming right now. Not good weather-wise,
unless you're layered.
Take it easy out there. Yeah,
yeah. Right here in the Northeast Wichita studios, pretty big flakes coming down. There's a little bit of slush already on the road. Mm. So, and again, bunch of school cancellations today, and probably not going to stop really until tomorrow or later. So be careful.
No, it's been continual here.
Yeah,
We've got, be careful. Yeah, we got a lot of snow.
All right, then. The Cindio Twitter question is reserved for this time most every day. Here in 11 minutes, we'll talk about the fantastic finishes that we had in the NFL, and then some good news, bad news coming up at 10:25, as we do every Monday, and then on this day in sports history, OTD, we call it. Superior Rents brings it to us about an hour from right now. Which sports interview cliche do you got? I heard, I'm trying to think what particular sport this particular guy played. I can't remember what it was, but saw an interview like Friday, I think it was, or Saturday. And man, if you listen close enough, you'll hear all kinds of crutch words and cliche phrases, and well, without even realizing it, you'll hear them. And when you bear down, you'll be like, man, that guy didn't say anything.
Right.
Sports interview cliche is your favorite? At the end of the day, know what I'm saying, obviously, or it is what it is. Did I leave any out? Beyond the Crash Davis
cliches. Oh, I'm sure you
cliches.
Probably did, but
yeah. You know, I guess Chuck wrote in, you know, and that, yeah, that's a good one. Or like.
Yeah, like is a real
like. When did at the end of the day is come onto the scene? Because that seems to be a real popular one nowadays, and I don't know that it always has been. I feel like it's a kind of a Johnny-come-lately sports phrase crutch at the end of the day. It's getting 47% of the vote.
Yeah, it's, yeah, you're right. I use that too often.
You do? That's one of your
oh, yeah.
Of your
I, in fact, I mean, I think many use it without even thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just a – when you're doing – and you would think that you would – if you do this enough, that you would be a better – spontaneous communicator, and you wouldn't have to fall back on cliches.
Hey, sometimes they fit, but not all the time.
Sometimes they work.
Yeah.
Sometimes they work. Sometimes it allows you a moment to pivot in your brain.
Yeah.
While allowing the conversation to linger before you come up with another pearl of wisdom.
Right. Before you
I say that with tongue with
before
tongue
before you
cheek,
stagger
by the way.
Around and stall for another 5 seconds. Yeah. Yeah, look,
hey.
Interviews aren't for everybody, and you can tell the guys that don't like to do it and the guys that do, and hopefully, you know, well, these things aren't ever going to totally go away, but and it's, I'm not necessarily poking fun at people, but like I said, next time you hear an athlete interviewed, bear down on these things, because I bet you'll hear one of them. Here's another one that is maybe a distant cousin of at the end of the day, because it's kind of a Johnny come lately.
Sure.
How about, I feel like, and this is not even in just in interviews, in regular conversations, when did I feel like become a phrase instead of I think?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that noticeable to you, or maybe just me, when people say I feel
like? Yeah, I don't know. It seems familiar when you say it. I think the ones that feel more familiar to me are the ones that I know sometimes I have a tendency to say.
To say yourself, yeah.
Yeah. Not one that I would normally – I don't think that's a direction that I would normally go.
And not that we both don't have crutches, because I know we do. But
we have both
said on this radio show that we both don't like to say this, but sometimes we have to, and it is what it is. We both acknowledge that I don't want to say this.
That's a bad one.
It is kind of a bad one. Yeah,
that's a bad one. Well, let's dock each other. Let's dock each other. We'll point it out. Maybe this is cliche week, and we need to be.
Well, we've at least acknowledged that it is what it is.
Cliche.
It is what it is a nice way of saying bleep happens. Like we can't say S happens on the radio. So
no, you can't.
Every now and then you got to say, well, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. All right, 869-1240, another minute or so left in the segment. If you got a sports cliche or crutch. Mark, welcome to the show. Happy Monday. How are you?
Morning, fellas. I'm well. How about you guys?
Good.
Real quick,
good.
What's your crutch?
Yeah, real quick, really more of a comment. The cliche topic is great. What is the ratio of non-game sports talk versus actual game time on TV? It's just crazy. I think the talking heads of sports talk are probably even more guilty of cliches than even the athletes themselves. I'll listen off the air.
Like during the broadcast?
Yeah.
I suppose
the guys doing the games?
I suppose that depends on how exciting the actual game is. Because, there were a couple of snoozers yesterday that I wouldn't want to be on the broadcast with. Cowboys and Redskins.
I'll tell you one thing. I thought Jay Feely was a lot better than Kevin Harlan yesterday, what I heard.
Jay Feely's pretty good. You'd never know he was a kicker.
I thought Jay Feely was solid.
Yeah.
Yep.
More NFL talk coming up second hour.
Good.
And we'll maybe keep the sports cliche thing going, too, if we need to. Hour number one in the book, Shane and Bruce. And Jad back in the studio on a snowy Monday. It is 9:56.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!